Well, Oliver, that was a pretty good start. You like this place, but when you could bring young horses and they deliver, how satisfying is it?
Unbelievably. I mean, you know, it's a big team effort, and sometimes you have a lot of frustrating days at home, and it's not always very glamorous, but the team have done well. The horses are getting higher and higher quality again, and I thought that, you know, I hoped we'd have a winner here.
And you've won many times here, but to win both, does that feel a little different, a little more special that you've been able to do it and you've got this ever-expanding good team of young horses?
Yeah, and, you know, it's not so much that you have the two winners on the day, but you look at the amount of horses and the quality of horses and the quality of riders that you're against at this place, and that's what makes it special, to think that there was however many in each class and you come out top on both. That's what, to me, makes it feel very, very satisfying.
Because, in a sense, you're saying, because this is the top of the tree at this level, and this means that this horses feel have got really exciting futures in the sport for you.
Yeah, it's the British Championships, and Britain's the place to be to a event. It's like national hunt racing, or, you know, this is, to a certain extent, our Cheltenham.
I mean, did it feel easy winning? I mean, did your horses perform far better than you anticipated?
No. Look, they're good. I thought if I gave them my best and they did their best, then we'd be there and thereabouts. We'd be competitive. Never, you know, dare to think that we were going to win both. But I told the owner of the novice one that we were going to win it 2 months ago, but, you know, she's from Belgium and she didn't understand what it was anyway, so that was no problem. But, you know, I had him earmarked to win all along, and to be second on the other horse to him, that's fantastic credit to the horse's talent, because he's only started eventing this year. He's a very inexperienced one.
Do you dare to win all three?
I won't stop trying anyway.